the name of God, Creator, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. A few years ago, I was leading a camp at our diocesan camp and conference center, the Cathedral Domain, as you do as a youth minister. And it was in the middle of summer, and it was particularly clear. And we ended our day in a huge circle beneath the night sky. And someone that day had looked up Spot the Space Station. .org, that website where you spot where the International Space Station will be over your head at any given moment. And so we knew the space station would pass. And so we did Compline. And Compline, for those of you all that don't know, is Episcopal speak for nighttime prayers. And in the middle of Compline, we stopped. And we paused and we waited. Because we knew the space station was sure to pass over while we were sitting in that circle. And no one in that group had ever seen the space station before, so we didn't really know what we were looking for. And so we sat in silence as we watched planes and shooting stars and more planes. And finally, at the very moment on our watch where it was time for the space station to pass over, a little dippy light flashed across the sky. That must have been it, we all said. That wasn't what we thought it would be, others commented. That wasn't impressive at all, someone said. And so I walked inside to hit play on the last song of our nighttime prayers on an iPod. And in the 30 seconds it took me to walk into the building and walk back out, something magical really happened. It was so magical that when I returned outside, I could see that the whole demeanor of the circle had changed. And there were awes and gasps and looks on people's faces. It was magical, they said. It was like a really big star, somebody said. It didn't look like a plane at all. It moved fast. It was so awesome. And after minutes, which had seemed like hours of me sitting in this circle waiting for this magical thing to pass across the sky, I thought they were playing a joke on me. I was unconvinced. But it had happened. And although that story happened 4 years ago, to this day, I have never seen the space station. Because every time when I look up on spotthestation.org, it's happening at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I don't want to get up for it. Or 5 o'clock, and I certainly don't want to get up for it. Or it's raining outside, or there's cloud coverage. Or it's a perfectly clear night, but the station is only at 10 degrees, so there's no way you could see it from the middle of the city. Today, for us, begins Advent 1. And as a community, it begins the time in which we all look at the dark sky together. A time in which we look at the dark sky for hope and for light. And for brightness and splendor of the unexpected and of something we have never seen before. And all we have to do is wait. We changed our vestments and paraments to purple today. Some communities actually use midnight blue to symbolize the color of the night sky. Or the darkness of the beginning of creation. You know that story, the time when earth was a formless void and a deep darkness covered everything. We in this community use the more traditional color of purple, which symbolizes for us our spiritual darkness and our suffering and all the ways in which we separate ourselves from God. Some people use this purple color in Lent to remember how we separate ourselves from love of God and neighbor. But whatever the color we use, Advent symbolizes a time when we prayerfully watch and wait in the darkness for light to come. Now we know this. We know this as Christians that over and over again, we are told light will come. We know the words of Zechariah, father of John the Baptist, who knew that the light of dawn was coming. To his child John, he spoke these words, "You will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people through the power of the forgiveness of sins." By the tender mercy of our God, Zechariah says, the dawn from on high will break upon us to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. We know this. We know that as Christians, the light will come in the darkness of a field as bright heavenly angels announce the coming of a Savior. We know the words of Isaiah, a prophecy which states, "The people who walked in darkness will see a great light. And those who live in a land of deep darkness, on them light will shine." We know that just as the sun rises each day, the light of Christ will come. And that the promise of light comes to the darkest places of our lives. In death and divorce and brokenness and grief and madness, sadness and anxiety. That there is not a hope of light, but a promise of light. The promise that light is coming. And so what do we do as a community? What do we do while we're waiting on the light? This week I was reminded there's so much to do while we're waiting on the light. And on Wednesday, I had one of those days, you know the days when the phone rings over and over again, and then the incessant text messages start, and emails keep coming, and you're trying to pack. And then my dog ran away. And then people who I weren't expecting to stop by, which I was totally glad that they stopped by. But the whole time, I was trying to think about how to get my house clean. And that maybe I needed to go to the store to pick up just one more thing, or cook another meal. And I was trying to figure out, you know, how to do all this while driving down the road to another place. And our society teaches us that there is so much that we can fill our times with while waiting on the light. And today on Wednesday, in the middle of that conversation in my head about how many things I had to do, I was writing a message to a friend who was in the middle of darkness. My friend had a really rough year. And I remembered last year is that when my own life fell apart in a divorce that I wasn't prepared for, the people had given me this advice, which was particularly helpful to me. And so I wrote to him these words: "Be really kind to yourself this week, because the holidays can be the darkest of times." Be kind to yourself was probably the best advice that anyone has given me within the last year, because it has given me permission to slow down and not have a perfectly clean house and not be everything and do everything and be for everything, everybody. And so today, within this space, in a dark time where we await light together. So what do we do while we wait for the light? What do we do? This is what our scripture says. It says, when it seems like all hell is broken loose in the world and everyone around you is in a confused panic, the Son of Man is on his way. Stand up and raise your hands in praise, because your redemption is near. Exalt, lift up your hearts, because you are about to be released from everything that enslaves you. Be on guard, it says. Be on guard so that your soul and your hearts and your minds are not weighed down or overcharged with worries of this life, lest you will miss the Son of Man. In other words, I think it means be gentle with yourself, be kind. Wait, watch, pray, just be. I find it interesting that the sightings of Christ's light, the sightings of Christ's coming, didn't happen in busy shopping malls or stressing over what to buy, or having anxiety over what to cook or trying to make it to 5 holiday parties. The splendor and glory of the good news came while people were watching and waiting and being. To Zechariah when he was alone in the temple, to Elizabeth, the mother of John, when she was in seclusion, to Joseph in the dream in the middle of the night, and in the calmness of Elizabeth and Mary visiting one another, in the quietness of shepherds watching over their flocks by night, by a quiet star in the middle of a night sky, by John the Baptist far out in the wilderness away from the world. The signs of light come in the midst of darkness and in the midst of wilderness, not when we are busy and in the middle of things, but when we are keeping watch and praying and sleeping and sitting simply in darkness with one another. When we are kind to ourselves. So may we sit this Advent season. May we look to the sky with hopeful expectation, being patient, knowing that great light will come, and being ready.